As you may have noticed, when you buy bottled water, 1 gallon of it can cost more than gasoline. And in a disaster area or a war zone, jugs of water get even pricier. Now, companies are trying to cash in on the government's interest in finding new ways to supply water during emergencies. Some have developed portable machines that can extract water from the air. Here's NPR's Nell Boyce.
This is the quiet hum of the dehumidifier in my basement. It has a little bucket that can hold a couple of gallons of water. Now, this is a machine that looks like a light blue tractor trailer. It also extracts water from the air.
In a typical disaster area, our machines will generate approximately 1,200 gallons of water a day.
Abe Scher is the head of Aqua Sciences, a company based in Florida. He's brought his portable water plant to a parking lot in Washington, D.C., to show it off to government agencies. To demonstrate that it's not just a bigger version of the thing in my basement, Scher takes a bottle of Coke out of a cooler. After just a moment, the bottle is covered with water droplets. Scher says this is basically the technology inside home dehumidifiers.
They work like this cold Coca-Cola bottle does. They bring the warm air down to the dew point.
But he says this condensation approach consumes a lot of energy, and it doesn't work at all in hot, dry environments. So instead, his company relies on chemicals called desiccants.
How do we all know desiccants? If you look in your shoebox when you buy a new pair of shoes, you'll see something that looks like a little sugar packet inside.
The material in that packet can suck water out of the air. So can certain salts. That's why table salt clumps up when it's humid. In a similar way, Aqua Sciences uses a special, highly concentrated salt solution to attract water vapor.
And then we extract the water, we treat it, and then we deliver it.
The processed water comes pouring out of a tap. A trailer like this costs around $300,000. That doesn't include fuel to run a generator. And fuel is a critical issue, because if it's hard to deliver water, it's going to be hard to deliver fuel.
The amount of fuel used per gallon varies depending on the conditions. Our target is 5 gallons of water per gallon of fuel or more if possible.
That may not sound like much, but it impressed Scott Morris. He's head of FEMA's Office for Long-Term Hurricane Recovery in Florida.
Well, I bought 2 40-footers, and we're going to battle test them and see how they do.
They're in an Orlando parking lot now, ready to roll if a storm is coming. Morris says in a major disaster, the government can spend $10 to $15 per gallon of water.
What these machines can do is their output is about 20 cents a gallon.
The U.S. Army is also interested. Jay Dusenbury studies water supply at TARDEC, an Army research center near Detroit. He says the Army needs about 16 gallons of water per soldier per day for food, field hospitals, laundry.
It's the distribution that then becomes a significant challenge. And this, of course, can be up to 30 or 40% of the trucks that are moving around on the battlefield.
That's why the military is testing 2 water-from-air machines. They can fit on tanks and travel with the troops. One is made by Aqua Sciences. These machines make a few gallons of water per hour, less in the desert. But Dusenbury thinks they have potential.
This is an entire shift on how we would do water sustainment on the battlefield. It's a very exciting approach.
Still, the Army probably won't be retiring its water trucks anytime soon. Nell Boyce, NPR News.